to Cheater and the Rude on the Progressive Radio Network. I'm Lee Papa, author of the blog The Rude Pundit, which you can find at rudepundit.blogspot.com, and you can also follow me on Twitter at rudepundit. I'm flying solo tonight, well, solo for a few minutes here, because Jeff is out of town doing one of his many cheating gigs. I guess he's cheating somebody somewhere. I think he was actually in North Carolina, but that's high-flying Jeff Kreisler, author of Get Rich Cheating, normally on the show. Also, joining us tonight from the great state of Tennessee is my pal, Mark Kreider. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing well.
So you had a hell of a day today, didn't you?
Kreider and the Rude.
That's right, Kreider and the... Oh, God, that's just brilliant.
Sorry.
So, you know, I've been ragging on Tennessee quite a bit lately.
I posted it on my Facebook page.
You did?
I did.
I should have liked that.
Well, you know, a mutual friend from Nashville did. She actually posted a comment on it.
Well, that's I'll have to go and check it out. Yeah, so, yeah, you're there, and let's see. I could just go through some of the things going on right now in Tennessee. And let's just say you're not in big city Tennessee. You're not one of those you're not in one of those progressive areas of Tennessee, right?
Oh, no. No, no, no. No,
so you're right in the middle of the heartland of Tennessee.
We are. We are in fact, actually Cookeville is pretty much located like an hour and a half to an hour and 45 minutes from Nashville, Chattanooga, and Knoxville.
Let's just say that the people there don't even qualify as hillbillies, because the hillbillies are a little further east. But it's pretty fucking redneck. And I say that with a great deal of love for Cookeville, Tennessee.
Well, there are quite a few rednecks here.
So let's just go through some of the things that have been going on in Tennessee lately, because I think Tennessee has sort of become that one of the, along with Arizona, one of those great bastions of every bug-fucking sane conservative thing that they want to try to ram through. Today.
And people, for the most part, just shrug their shoulders, go, no, I'm okay.
Yeah,
guns,
why
and,
not?
Guns and bars, great, let's do it.
Guns and bars, that's awesome. Thank God I can finally bring my gun into a bar.
Guns and bars, guns in state parks, what could go wrong?
Does Tennessee have guns in churches?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah,
I'm
guns
sure.
In churches, it's always a good thing.
Well, what would Jesus be packing is a popular question around
well,
here.
You heard Newt Gingrich this week. Newt Gingrich said that he believes that that the United Nations needs to declare the right to bear arms as a human right that is protected by the United Nations, because the right to bear arms, and I'm not making this shit up, Newt Gingrich said the right to bear arms comes from God.
Oh, well, there you go.
Now, I don't know where in the Bible that is, because, you know, I'm a religious guy. And I've read that Bible, and I don't remember guns.
Perhaps it's Gingrich's own Bible. He wrote his own version.
He did. And what would the books in that Bible be?
I don't know. Probably all about pie.
All about pie. Penguins. He got bit by a penguin this week, which I think is an amazing way to end his campaign.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what he does. He goes and visits zoos and cavorts with the animals, and I guess chooses one to be his lover that night, and abandons Callista for the night. No, Callista, I've got a date with a marmoset. Oh, Callista, I'm
or
in Philadelphia.
Callista called it relief night.
Yes.
Oh, God, at least he'll be on the penguin.
Yes, my God, I don't have to look at his sagging ball sack slapping his knees as he approaches the bed expecting something.
Something, anything. Just tapping it on top of that large yellow helmet I wear.
Yes.
Tick, 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 tick.
Oh, yes, there's nothing I like better than rubbing my ball sack all over your... I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought.
I know you were thinking about the big blonde helmet.
Yes, and ball sacks. But anyway, so... in Tennessee yesterday, the Tennessee House finally passed the Don't Say Gay committee. The first committee in the House just passed the Don't Say Gay bill.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so that
because we got to protect the children.
It's exactly what they said. Representative Joel Hensley, Joey. I'm sorry. Joel is too proper. He's actually, and his official name is Joey Hensley.
Well, at least it's not Joe Bob.
Well, it's probably shortened. Says, I have two children in the third and fourth grade and don't want them to be exposed to things I don't agree with.
Wow.
Yeah.
They snuck that by. Good. You know, because it got tabled for a while.
Yeah,
we got
finally
distracted
advancing.
By other shiny things.
It is going to go to the calendar committee and be put up to a floor vote because the Senate passed it. 19-10.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, you got that to look forward to.
That's great.
Yeah. Also, I believe today, the Tennessee House, the entire House, voted 80-18 for a measure that would extend criminal punishments for killing a fetus to the first 8 weeks of pregnancy.
Wow.
So you could get, not just killing, it could be homicide and assault prosecutions if you happen to harm the embryo.
Wow. So I wonder if you shot an embryo in a bar, it's going to get so complicated.
I don't know. Are you standing your ground against the embryo?
You're standing your ground. I've got my gun, and I'm in a bar. Can I help it if that embryo looked funny at me?
That embryo was just giving me the stink eye. That black woman's embryo was talking to my white wife.
Oh, it just gets more and more complicated in this state.
I know. So, they're now trying to determine that, they're now actually trying to say that an embryo is a human at any state of gestation in utero.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
amazing. Yeah. Yeah.
When do we stand up for the sperm? That poor little sperm.
I know. You know, my sperm has ended up in many Kleenex. And
well,
I'm gonna
I was going to say, think about all those rednecks. I mean, all that sperm being wasted on sheep.
Yeah. But that's actually really handy because it's sort of like you're cutting out the sock and going straight to the source.
Going straight to the fresh cotton.
That's right. Oh, this wool is so much better at the source.
Wow.
Yeah, so you got that. I'm just going to keep ragging on Tennessee for a while.
Please do. It's amazing to me how openly stupid this state is willing to be. Just bold, let's argue about, we got to have the, let's make sure we got those Ten Commandments in those courtrooms. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, but, you know, it's not like there's anything else to worry about in Tennessee. I mean, you know, there was, I don't know if I wrote about earlier this week, there's this organization called Rapid Access Medical that sets up.
Oh yeah, I saw the thing about it in Bristol. You had the picture.
Yeah, it was at the Bristol Motor Speedway in Bristol, Tennessee. Nearly 2,000 people lined up. Some of them waiting overnight. To the people that either had no insurance or maybe just had catastrophic health care to get dental care. There was so much of a demand for dental care that they couldn't even, you know, give the dental care to all the people that wanted it.
Well, sure, and it's because probably a lot of these people, their pastors are telling them, just pray. And if the teeth are falling out, and eventually you're like, well, I've been praying for years, and I'm down to one tooth. I got to keep my last tooth.
I don't know if dentures are something. Dentures aren't made by God.
Dentures are of the devil.
The devil makes dentures.
Wow.
You know what? Again, I have to say, I love Tennessee.
I do too. I've lived in Tennessee for 24 years, and I do love the state. this, you know, I will say that in Cookeville we have a strong group of people who are keeping the arts alive, keeping music, keeping theater, keeping dance alive. I mean, we're trying. And the school is trying. But, man, I tell you what, it's not easy. It is funny, though. You know, this town passed the liquor by the drink, or the package store a year ago.
Yeah.
So we are now getting to the point where you are almost finding as many liquor stores as there are churches in this town.
Wow.
And there are a lot of churches in this town.
Well, thank God, you know, because, you know, there's nothing, again, liquor, guns, and church.
Liquor, guns, and church. Oh, yeah, you can get go to Walmart, walk next door to the liquor store, and then head on over to the church.
So you got that. Let's see what else you got. You got this is all just in the last couple of days. This is also today. Lawmakers in Tennessee reached an agreement that require drug testing of welfare recipients.
Oh, yeah, I read about that.
Yeah, you know, they did it in Florida, and it ended up costing more money to do the drug testing than for the number of people they caught taking away their benefits.
Oh, well, of course, but, you know, that don't matter. They're not going to spend that. It's not like they're going to spend that money on education.
No, they're not.
Oh, no, they're not.
Oh, no, they're not. No. Well, you know, they've got the, now that they've passed the creationist bill, that the bill that says that teachers can teach the controversy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Make sure. We wouldn't want to keep that in the church.
You have a son that's in school there, right?
I do. I have an 8-year-old boy who is in second grade.
Yeah? Does he get, how are you feeling about the way he's getting taught?
I think that we have a wonderful teacher. And we're just doing what parents have to do. We are involved with the school all the time. And we have a really good teacher who is while teaching to the test and acknowledging, you know, you got to teach to the test.
Wait, is he tested already?
They're starting early.
They're doing second grade tests.
They're starting next week.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
Second grade, they're testing.
They're saying we have to get them ready. If we don't get them ready, we're screwed.
For second grade. Jesus Christ, that is fucked up.
I know.
Because the testing doesn't actually do anything.
And you know, the teachers who are in the know, like my son's teacher, she says, you know, it's absurd, but we have to do it.
That's the way all of them are.
We have to stay on top of it. And, you know, he's going to, and I mean, she's like, he's going to be fine. I mean, we have an excellent school. We're not the, you know, the school that he is would not be considered the rich kid school here in town that mm-hmm. has everything. You know, we suffer because we actually have a diverse student body. So a lot of the folks in town kind of look down on his school because of that.
Now, when you say diverse.
Diverse means that there are actually students of color there.
What? they let them go to the same school?
They do. There are students there who English not their first language.
I wonder if their parents are legal. That's a stereotype, but I wonder. Because, you know, Tennessee does actually have a large illegal
worker population. Certainly huge in this town.
Yeah.
But, you know, they
I know. We take a lot of grief.
We take a lot of grief. Why do you keep your son in that school, you know?
Really? People say that.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you go over to so-and-so? Because, you know, they're the best school. But we really like this school. We really... And, you know, frankly, I want my son to be in a school with diversity.
Yeah.
We chose his preschool for the same reason. And it was the same thing for people we know in town going, ugh, you send them there?
Yeah, God, how could you send them to where there's Negroes?
Yeah. So now here I've got this poor kid who doesn't seem to recognize color. What am I doing? He's doomed.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Wow. That's really fucked up.
Yeah. But really fucked up.
Did you hear, though, that there's a group in Tennessee? Here's another one for you. They're trying to pass a bill that would say that foreigners cannot teach in the foreign-born teachers cannot teach. Only a certain number, like 3% of a staff, can be made up of foreign-born teachers.
We prefer the term foreign.
Yeah, so it's called Putting Tennessee First Act.
Oh, my God.
Yes, and Senate Republican Caucus Chairman Bill Kentron is a sponsor of the bill. And he's saying that now this got nothing to do with Muslims.
Well, of course.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, that's not what they're talking about at all.
No, not at all. Yeah.
It's a challenge. You got to have a sense of humor to live in the state of Tennessee.
So here's the backdoor creationist anti global warming bill, which says that that nobody, the State Board of Education, blah blah blah, shall prohibit any teacher in a public school system of this state from helping students understand, analyze, critique, and review in an objective manner the scientific strengths and weaknesses of existing scientific theories covered in the course being taught.
Wow, what the hell does that even mean?
Well, it kind of means...
How far over did they have to bend in order to create that sense?
You know what? They bent over. The cool thing is that the thing that I actually really love about this, because the bill actually, law, now says the teaching of some scientific subjects, including, but not limited to, biological evolution, the chemical origins of life, global warming, and human cloning can cause controversy. So it's like this, they're bending over in the legislature for not just the religious nuts, but also for oil and coal companies saying,
fuck yeah,
you're not going to do anything about global warming. You're going to teach that shit is wrong. Yeah.
Hey, we like our big trucks. Hey, and remember, Tennessee is a state without trains. Like, we don't have any passenger trains in this state.
You don't?
Nope.
I couldn't take a train to Nashville?
Nope. You could take one to Mississippi across the border from Memphis.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Why don't you have trains?
The train service was killed in this state. We got to have our roads and our big trucks.
Wow.
There are some freight. I mean, we have some freight trains, but there's no passenger train service in this state. It's the first time I've ever lived in a state without passenger train service.
That's just...
I mean, they'll occasionally set up, like, there's a cute little thing now. Here's a cute little thing now where you can take a little train from Cookeville, take it on over to Lebanon,
uh-huh,
go shopping for the day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's kind of cute.
Is it a real train, or is it just
like a train? No, it's a real train. It's a passenger train. They're all renovated and all. But they do. It's like a special thing, like a special day.
Yeah, you
like
mean
once
like
a year?
Like if you're going over to say go gambling, like they give you a special train for that.
Oh no, we have gambling now.
Oh, you do?
We have lottery now.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we don't have like casinos.
Okay.
You got to go over to the other side of Memphis, you know.
To that sinful hellhole Mississippi.
That sinful hellhole that is Mississippi to do your gambling. Or, of course, you could also go up there to the mountains and the Native Americans up in North Carolina will let you do it.
Yeah. It's a good thing that, you know, it's not like you guys had a record-setting heat wave in Tennessee.
No.
You know,
not at all.
Yeah. When it was 85 degrees on the first day of spring and the normal high is 60.
Yeah, no, like a week ago. I mean, it's plummeted back now, and now it's just weird. Like, I left the house this morning at 7, and it was 40 degrees out. It was 80 by the afternoon.
Oh, of course. Oh, man, I can't wait to camp with you in a tent at Bonnaroo.
Oh, it's going to be delightful.
Oh, when the temperature doesn't even get down past 85 at night. My balls will just be glued to my taint. It'll just be delightful.
Think of the sweat.
I'm sweating just thinking about it. I'm sweating like I'm climbing stairs.
Oh, that is a whole lot of man boob sweat.
That is, that is. Now, also, there's also the other bill that now that the teaching bill that says that, and the cool thing about the teaching bill is that teachers, if a student brings up the controversy, that's when a teacher must address it. A teacher can't just sit there and Jim Bob says, now I heard that this evolution thing, I ain't come from no monkey. And then the teacher has to address, couldn't just say, Jim Bob, shut the fuck up. You know what? I think your sister needs the tooth. And
The family tooth
that gets passed around. Again, I love Tennessee. I love the people of Tennessee. I hold them.
No, it's not like when you were using the Jim Bob thing, you didn't say your pregnant sister wife.
No.
And that would have been totally.
That would have been. No. Sadly, it wouldn't have been. Anyway, so but the other bill that got signed into law last week was the one which authorizes local governments to display replicas of historic documents such as the Magna Carta, the Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution, and the Ten Commandments in county or municipal public buildings and on county or municipal public grounds. The documents may be displayed in the forms of statues, monuments, memorials, and conveniently enough, tablets or any other display that respects the dignity of the documents.
And we have all of those in our courthouse.
You do? You have the Ten Commandments in your courthouse?
I do believe we have all of them.
Really?
I mean, when the controversy popped up a few years ago, they hung large wall drapes. But I believe that they're now. And, I mean, they have, like, the Magna Carta, and they have, Hammurabi's Code.
Oh, really? They do? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you see, those were real.
Right.
You know,
they were real.
They weren't, you know, shit made up in a book. They weren't like some monk sitting around going, oh, God, they want me to come up with another fucking story. Right. You know what? Moses, I don't know, he walked to the ducking place. They gave him some tablets. He walked down.
I don't know. Coveting goat. Don't covet a goat.
Oh.
That's a good one. You know what? That one's going to have legs no matter what happens.
Yeah.
People are still going to covet goats.
Yeah. So, you know what, let's just make it a little vaguer. Thou shalt not kill. There you go. Thou shalt not cover thy neighbor's goat. Nah, you should probably change that to wife.
Yes, thou shalt not kill. Unless, of course, you have good reason, like dark people
like
are running at you.
Somebody doesn't believe in the same God that you do.
Or they don't believe in the same God as you do.
Yes. Then killing, just go right the fuck ahead. Wow. It's grim. It's grim.
It's hard living in the South, man.
Yeah, it is. Because you're a Jersey boy.
I am a Jersey boy. But, you know, I do love me some fried chicken and grits and waffles.
Dude, I have been there with you eating them.
Oh, I know.
Can we actually, the last couple times I've been there, we have not gone to Prince's.
And I would like to say, it's really because you pussied out.
I didn't pussy out on going to Prince's.
You're like, oh, I'm going to be on a plane.
Yeah, okay, but
my belly hurts.
I fucking love Prince's Chicken Shack.
Yes, we will totally do Prince's.
Okay, I want to go. If you have never been to Prince's, by the way, oh happy listeners, or oh happy listener, I should say that
Matt,
was for you.
Matt says he listens to you all the time.
Oh, that's good. Oh, hey, Matt. And mostly I was thinking we're just entertaining Giselle, the engineer. Hey, Giselle. And so, but Prince's Hot Chicken Shack, you go to the shitty area of Nashville. It's in a strip mall near a check cashing place. And you go in and you order
at least four or five thrift shops.
Yep. You go in and the chicken, they make it right then and there. They don't cook it ahead of time.
And I love that the woman sits there behind the counter and judges what's the heat that you can handle.
Yeah. Are you too much of a pussy for anything but mild?
I think you better stick with mild.
I think you could do medium.
That's right, and I did medium last time.
You know, it may be one of the biggest compliments of my life that woman looked at me and said, I think you could handle medium.
I thought she said that to me, but, you know.
Well, I think she said it to us both.
Oh, yeah, well. Well, that you're right. You're right. We were judged as being worthy.
We were judged as being either two fat fucks or at least two people that could handle the medium.
Yes, we could handle it.
God, that chicken was good.
That chicken was awesome. Man, I'm hungry for chicken now.
I know. I got to tell you, there's this place in town, too, that about 2 weeks ago.
By the way, everybody, you now are just listening to the regular conversation that Mark and I would be having if we were just on the phone to each other.
Where are we going to eat? Let's go. Where are we going to eat? What are you doing? Where are we going to eat?
What are we going to do?
Well, you know, man's got to eat.
Yeah. Oh, you got to tell people, though, about what's on the side of the Cookeville Republican Party building.
Oh, the big Reagan face.
Yes.
The big Reagan face. Yeah, they painted a big. It's a little old building, but they put a huge picture of Reagan with the flag behind him and the cowboy hat. And then they had just put it up. I don't think it had been up even a month before somebody came and put a Hitler mustache on it. And I sent you pictures.
You did.
That was awesome. You know, then there was a whole big hubbub about that, and the guy came back and he painted it. So it is kind of funny now because his upper lip is just a shade darker than the rest of his skin. But they painted it, and then supposedly they covered it with something, some type of a covering that you now can't spray it with spray paint.
Oh, wow.
So they say.
So they've sealed in Reagan.
Well, it was funny to me because they had said they were going to put in a closed-circuit camera, but it was too expensive.
Well, nobody wants to keep an eye on Reagan. And on that note, we're going to say goodbye to Mark Kreider from the great state of Tennessee.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks a lot for coming on.
Oh, my pleasure. It's good talking to you.
Same here, man. Talk to you soon.
You bet. Bye.
And you have been listening. That half hour went by so fast, I don't even know where it went. You've been listening to Cheater and the Rude on Progressive Radio Network. I'm Lee Papa, writer of the blog The Rude Pundit. And we're here every Thursday. Hopefully Jeff Chrysler will be back next week. But you can catch us here every Thursday night at 8 p.m. Good night, everybody.